Well, the American poet Louise Glück won the Nobel Prize for Literature today. The Swedish Academy praised her unmistakable poetic voice that with austere beauty makes individual existence universal. Glück was Poet Laureate of the United States from 2003 to 2004 and has won a number of awards, including a Pulitzer Prize, a National Book Award, and she was awarded the 2015 National Humanities Medal by President Obama. Joining us now is NPR arts editor Rose Friedman. And Rose, first, just tell us more about Louise Glück.
Yeah, so if you're a poetry fan in this country, chances are you've heard her name before. She's one of our most decorated poets, as you said. She's won all those awards. She's really beloved among poetry readers. I should say this is a bit of a surprise that an American won so soon after Bob Dylan got the prize in 2016. And for the folks at Ladbrokes who keep the betting odds, she was never at the top of the list. But I think a lot of her fans will be really gratified to hear this news today.
Well, and tell us a little bit about her poetry. What is her work known for?
In the announcement, the Swedish Academy called her a poet who is always striving for clarity. She's really known for paring down language to just the essentials. She's often quite biting. In terms of subject matter, she writes a lot about her childhood, her parents and family, and then about having a family of her own. A lot of her work is related to the fragility of having a body. She had anorexia as a teenager, and she had a sister who died before she was born, so she's very aware of the possibility of death. She also incorporates a lot of classical themes and other myths into her work. She's written from the point of view of flowers, and we have a little bit of tape from her reading from her poem, Telescope, at the Lannan Foundation in 2016.
Telescope. There is a moment after you move your eye away when you forget where you are because you've been living, it seems, somewhere else in the silence of the night sky. You've stopped being here in the world. You're in a different place, a place where human life has no meaning. You're not a creature in a body. You exist as the stars exist, participating in their stillness, their immensity. Then you're in the world again, at night on a cold hill, taking the telescope apart. You realize afterward not that the image is false, but the relation is false. You see again how far away each thing is from every other thing.
Louise Glück reading from her poem, Telescope. Rose, this is the first time an American woman has won the Nobel Prize in Literature since Toni Morrison in 1993, and the last few years of the Nobel Prize in Literature have been controversial. Can you catch us up to speed a little bit, and how will Glück's win be seen in that context?
Sure. So a few years ago, there was a scandal in the committee that awards the Nobel for Literature, which involved both sexual abuse and leaking the winners' names. So it started with the husband of a committee member, but it really wound up engulfing the whole committee. So in 2018, they didn't award a prize. They took the year to regroup. They got rid of a few members. They added a few new ones. And then last year, they awarded two prizes, and one of those picks turned out to be really controversial. Peter Handke, he's an Austrian novelist who was a supporter of Serbia during the conflict there and has been accused of really being an apologist for war crimes. So in that sense, Louise Glück was probably a safer pick. She's a popular poet. She writes about subjects that are a little bit more personal. But definitely her readers would tell you she's a really daring and sometimes brutally honest writer. So definitely not a boring choice at all.
That is NPR's Rose Friedman talking about this year's Nobel Prize in Literature going to American Louise Glück. Rose, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.